Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols live. We'll hear that coming up right after this.
Here, boy. Come on. Come on, come on. My dog's been talking to me, and I ain't wild about the conversation. He was originally contracted as a sweet but loyal mute. Now he's turned into a speechifying yakety galoot. And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't know what it was I expected, but his choice of subjects is what really stinks. The way he talks about cats and squirrels, it sets your ears to ring. And don't you get him started on that spay and neuter thing. You know, you can only just hear so much about marking territory technique and such. Hey, quit looking at me, buddy. Anybody can see that my dog's been talking to me. Now, he don't like that dry dog food, no matter how clean his teeth it will make. Well, he would rather snack from a hefty sack and then brush with a fluoride paste. Sit. I said sit. What do you mean you got a lawyer? I said sit. Now, if you're taking the time to examine your doggy's lips, you find the sides are floppy and serrated. And right up under his nose, why his lips, they barely meet. And his tongue is way too big for proper enunciation in his speech. So consequently, his F's and M's and P's and B's are less than perfect in their execution. And what's worse, they are accompanied by a string saliva breeze that anoints the conversation like a crystal clear pizza cheese. And when that dog is in my automobile, he's always messing with my radio station. And if he leaves that seat moved up again, I'm taking away his keys, because my dog's been talking to me. Oh yeah, I said my dog's been talking to me. Uh-huh, I said my doggy has been talking to me. Bow wow.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. This is Tom speaking. Thank you for joining us. We have Pat Godwin right over here. Apparently coming to my house for Thanksgiving. That's fine. And
no, I'm not. We already discussed this.
So you're by yourself. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you'd have some gigs this weekend. You'll be in
I'm going to the Poconos.
The Poconos. Friday. What clubs are you going to be doing?
Cove Haven and the Paradise Stream, the couples resort with the bed and the tub.
Now, do they give you one of those heart-shaped beds?
They certainly do, yeah.
Is the bed and the bathtub heart-shaped? Or?
It's all heart-shaped.
Wow. Everything. It's got to make crazy. It really lonely.
From 1977.
Being in a romantic heart-shaped room all by yourself.
And Thursday, I'm all by myself. So in the green room, I just banged this little number out.
All right.
I don't mean to bring it down.
By which you mean the song.
Yeah, no. Okay. Intern. All right. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm having a divorced single dad Thanksgiving. Oh, but I won't spend it moping. I'm going to drink a few beers at the Mexican place, the only thing open. And I'll get drunk and text the ex. Enjoy your turkey. I'm having Tex-Mex. Maybe soon they'll be healing and forgiving. And I get the kids next Thanksgiving. So Paco, cerveza, por favor. Because heart breaks what alcohol was made for. I just made a turkey with my hand. It's just me and the mariachi band on this divorced single malt Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's very sweet. Very sweet.
That's sad. It's not
but,
sad.
It's really, it's painfully sad.
He's been invited over for Thanksgiving. Calm down. Now, the other interesting thing about
like
that
sounds like you really want him.
The other interesting thing about this this Thanksgiving is that lots of restaurants are open now.
They are? Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people are making reservations.
Yeah, and that
do you have any idea what a friend means?
What do you mean?
You don't. You absolutely don't.
You know, he's been invited over for Thanksgiving. This is part of a little song.
I invited him, is how that came out. Yeah, I invited him. Geez.
Yeah, like you really want him.
I feel kind of funny coming now, to be honest with you. I think I'll just...
Blame me on that one.
Hang out with the guy waiting for him to light your furnace.
You don't have a furnace either?
It's not working.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Just me on the couch with a portable heater.
Okay, if I told Josh, hey, my furnace isn't working, would he chuckle and laugh? He'd go, hey, how can I help?
Yeah. You go want to stay with me?
Yeah, yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if it were you, chick.
Wait a minute.
Now, I believe, are the perk pistols ready? Because I can't see them. There's
did
a,
you say the fart pistol? What did you say?
The pork pistols.
Oh, I'm going to move here. I'm going to.
In the next room. There we go.
Okay.
There
they are. Yeah.
Donnie Baker and the pork pistols live here in the Bob and Tom studios. Brought to you by Napa. Happy to be here. And Donnie, good to see you, sir.
You too, Tom. Hey, Christy, can I get the keys to your house?
No. Why?
We're missing our bass player, and I want to check your bedroom.
I had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, well, you've always whispered in Todd Boner's ear every time we've performed.
Yeah.
And here he is, AWOL, and I have no doubt he's right now probably on what you call my pillow. He's right there snuggled twixt him.
Now, don't you think I would have brought him with me to work if I had woken up next to him?
You may have tuckered him out or worn him out. Who knows?
Wow. Todd Boner missing in action. I can't. I do see Dusty Privet. On the drums, and
Dusty's growing a beard now. He's got a beard working. He sort of looks like a homeless almond brother. So
wow. Now, Dusty, are your parents still with us?
Yeah, they're here.
Okay, I'm just surprised that you're still trying to piss off your mom, huh?
Yeah.
You guys know that
Dusty's
Tom
hot.
Thought,
leave him alone.
Tom thought Dusty Privet was a made-up name. You got to know that, right?
Well, no, he's fully registered, chick. He's got the papers.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I thought it was a made-up name because of all the horrible things Donnie said about him. I said, you'd never say that about one of your friends.
Well, not only is he our drummer, he's sort of like our pet. So we kind of take it, you know, in stride. And Scotty Winkler, my best friend from life, lead guitar player, Scotty is, you know, not only is Scotty, this is a weird combo. Scotty Winkler is probably the only human I know that's a flat earther, but also a fan of the Globetrotters. I swear to God.
Wow, that is a poser. That's a question.
Yeah, Meadowlark lives.
Scotty's hair is getting really long, too. I like it.
Yeah, all you guys are going hippie. It's nice. Well, Donnie, you're maintaining your classic mullet. Why change?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I was, me and Kid Rock are probably the only two rocking this.
Really?
Me and him are the last of the Mohicans. So I don't cut it.
Good for you.
Grow these bangs out.
You stick with that, Donnie.
Thank well, Donnie, you, we have time for a quick song here.
Yeah, this is a tape dedicated to my truest love, and this is, you know, my love for, you mentioned hair, Tom, and Christy, that's another thing. You actually got to pet David Coverdale's hair once, didn't you?
I did. I got to, yes.
So this has little white snakes in it, has a little passion for what my truest love is, and all of it combined from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. What I'm towing, but it sure feels like kin. Riding on the promises of them for sale signs I made, and I made up my mind. I ain't making no more signs. Just another boat in need of escrow. Waiting on one down payment. And I'm gonna hold out for whatever it takes. Cause I know what it means to have the only boat that always sinks in lakes and streams. Here I go again with my boat. Calling Bob and Tom for years, it still ain't sewed. Like a whore with perfect feet but pigeon-toed. And I made up my mind, I ain't making no more M signs. Here I go again. My favorite part of that. Here I tow again. Here I go again. Just picturing Tawny. Here's for you, Christy. Here I tow. Fade the tape, bestie. Give me my gizzard. Fade the tape, man.
Yeah, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
Woo! Once again.
All right.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz-Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Geschenke, mit denen niemand rechnet. Bis zum 26.12. in deiner Rewe-App. Einfach täglich öffnen und Coupons und Gewinnchancen sichern.
Rewe. Dein Markt.
Donnie's been trying to sell his boat for many years. The trailer was either it was gone or stolen. What happened to the trailer?
No, the trailer we had sewed, and then it got stowed. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of caught, torn between two worlds there. Then I moved my boat, you know, and Scotty helped me drag it.
Yeah.
We moved it from the back to the front yard to get a lot more traffic. And I didn't know they changed their trash day, and I damn near lost her. So. Thanks for laughing, Dick.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, Donnie's got his shades on now.
I won these Elvis glasses and a rifle.
Did
Tom.
You?
Yeah, very nice.
They're kind of orangey.
Yeah, and I look like a fat Mitch Hedberg's in them. But,
you do look like Hedberg.
Thanks, Chick. Elvis and Pete Rose got the same sunglasses. You ever see Pete Rose in Vegas when he signs?
That's
and
true.
He's the hit king.
You're right.
Wow.
So the king, and I mean, if you don't believe in God after that, then you're an atheist. Because
what it means.
So, and then we found out last week Elvis got a trophy from the White House. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, we should do, I got these glasses. We ought to do an Elvis tape. And we're going to dedicate this to Josh Arnold.
Oh.
Josh, nice. You've been great to our band. Like, we don't have Wi-Fi at our house like you. So every time you mention, you've been an inspiration to us because you probably know more about the categories on Pornhub than anybody we know of.
Yes, yeah, thank
you. So when you mention one on Bob and Tom and we listen every day, we always have to go to the library and then, you know, research it. So this is a dedication, part Elvis and part Josh Arnold from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
Well, thank you.
A weathered, lonely face with a dozen rounds to go. You reached out one night and it was on. Don't know why you'd want to do that to your nose, but all I know is we're about to explode. Bukkake rain keeps pouring down. And up ahead's another round from some dude aimed at you. A beach towel won't do. We might need to force a bukkake rain. You said you like face paint. Josh Arnold spank bank full of bukkake rain.
Another love song from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
I guess I need to look up the word bukkake.
We can all show you.
Never look anything up.
I don't know what that means.
No, don't Google it.
Well, you would need all of us to show you. Well.
We have...
Where's the circle app?
We have...
that doesn't sound good.
Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. Todd Boner, is he? I can't see. Is he in there?
No, he ain't in here. We're going to put out one of them PBRs on him.
APB, I think.
It's probably PBR.
Bolo, be on the lookout.
Okay. So on the guitar, we have Scotty Winkler.
Scotty Winkler's on the guitar. We finally got him back. You know, we lost Scotty for about a year because he's trying to lose weight and he was huffing paint thinner. We got him back.
Looks
then,
good.
Yeah, he looks real good. And then Dusty's back too. So, like I said, we've got most of our band here, but hell, I mean, think about it. Hall & Oates didn't have a drummer, so we're going to be just fine.
Drummer. You have a drummer. That's Dusty.
But they were one short, Christy's the point I made. What happens when you buy a jigsaw puzzle at a garage sale? You're going to miss a piece or two.
Do you have a time to do one more?
Yeah,
for
we got one. This is one. This is a band everybody makes fun of, but I think they rock pretty good. So we're going to see if we can bring them back and drop a dime on them and maybe make them famous again.
Okay.
From Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
A tribute.
This is my life story, too. One more time, Scotty. I'm gonna sell my boat cause the payment's late. Got it parked out by the interstate. But I have to move it every time they cut the weeds.
Yes.
Tell me what you want.
Bigger boat is fast as hell. Chubby chicks who won't kiss and tell. And a big billboard that says, shut up, Randy.
Tell me what you need.
Get my stuff that's still in storage. Cash that check that Scotty forged. And pay off all them Blockbuster's late fees.
Who do you want to be?
I want a DJ in a hoodie bar. Play like Slash on lead guitar. And like Kid Rock, I want to be a cowboy.
How you gonna do it?
Gonna win that sweepstakes in the mail and call my rich uncle who's in jail. Let it simmer, Dusty. Jail. You always take out the tender. Jail. Cause we all just wanna be big pork stars, putting all our money in mason jars. Got a pet python and God bless me, cause I'm hung just like Ron Jeremy's. And I hit homers in the biggest park. Loving on women who got skid marks. Everybody from my infancy gonna be there. Cut the cheese but never cut this hair. Hair, hair. I wanna be a pork star. I swear to God I am a pork star. I swear to God I am. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Great job.
A little tribute from Donnie Baker on the Pork Pistols.
I always like Nickelback. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I agree.
You're wrong.
A lot
of people just pile on that aren't even familiar with their Wavre. Oh, Donnie, you got a nice cap on. What's going on over there?
We're going to do a little Motown here in a minute.
Oh, very nice.
Swear to God.
It's kind of a Marvin Gaye look.
All right.
No, it ain't, Tom.
Sort of mashed down by the headphones.
Because look at this. Check out, I got a Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Well, I like wintertime now because you can get these Michael Jackson gloves at most gas stations. So
yeah, that looks like you're doing some heavy lifting or working outside.
I got this and the hat. I like the bundle, you know. So yeah, I'm just, if you put it on backwards, it looks like a Michael Jackson glove.
All right.
But I put it on the right hand. I ain't going to rock with you like he did, so we're going to do it this way. So.
Now, I can't help but notice that Todd Boehner, your bass player, is not here.
He ain't here, but you know what? Sometimes when it's like, you know who Wally Pipp is, Tom?
Of course.
Wally Pipp one time didn't show up for a game, and guess who he's replaced by?
Famous.
Ty Cobb. And
that's
Ty Cobb
right.
Played every game thereafter. Chick could tell you the same.
Yeah.
Yep. Close.
And his bat boy was Lou Gehrig's or something.
Yeah.
I forget how the story
ends. It was a similar story. The point being, I noticed that Dean from our staff is playing bass.
Yeah, Dean's here on bass. So if you're trying to call the Bob and Tom Show right now, you might get a busy signal.
Now, is this another original number?
It's the original cover that we wrote. Uh-huh. And, you know, you start holidays. Everybody talks about the turkey and cranberry sauce and romaine lettuce. Well, there's another part. You know, tonight's the biggest party night of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You
know,
and that's been for a long time. But sometimes people make mistakes, drink too much, and then stuff gets crazy. Uh-huh. You know, because you have a big after party at the house. You ever wake up and see a rubber you don't recognize? Who's the guy, CSI? A tribute from the King of Pork to the King of Pop. Pop.
Nice.
Oh. Yep.
It was sort of a porno scene with a mystery. A random rubber was stuck to my zubaz. Held it up, sure enough, it was warm. 40 beers on a Friday night, but we was drinking light until her family showed up strutting their stuff. Bag of weed, Jaeger bombs, we were pounding, pounding, pounding. Mom Phyllis always told me to be careful on the pod, cause you pass out if you smoke too much. I swear to God. Mom Phyllis always told me to be careful what you do. But when she drank that booze, she always got used. And then it's by my feet, but it's not my rubber. I swear to God, drunk but not dumb, cause Donnie Baker's a magnum. Might be drunk but not dumb, cause Donnie Baker's a magnum. I swear to God I am. I swear to God I am. Yeah, who's Ramsey, Angel? I can tell you've been cheating on me when he's got monogram rubbers. I wear magnums, the biggest one they make. And even these, I swear to God, come halfway down on me. Look like I'm wearing Spanx. Christy knows. It's by my zip-balls, but it ain't my rubber. It's by my feet, and I blame her brother. I swear to God, I do.
Thank you, Donnie. Donnie Baker.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.